Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting number one for the month of March. In our studios, County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Excellent.
Good.
You were just hearing that forecast, and we were talking a little bit. We're still all doing our rain dances around here, and they're just not working.
It's just not working. No, we talk about it a lot, but it's just unseasonably warm temperatures, and with that no moisture, I'm kind of spooked to, like we talked about, what's going to be for June and July, you know, if we're already in 80s in March. But yeah, we're just going to have to pray for rain, you bet.
I know it. Keep yes, doing sir. It. We got to keep sure. doing it. All right, Red Willow County Commissioners meeting number one for the month of March. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
No citizens' comments yesterday, Rich. Nobody was present.
Board of Equalization meeting reconvened, and you had a visit from Janelle Anderson Erking, a candidate for District 38 legislature.
Yes, that's correct. Janelle stopped by, and we've actually been getting visits a lot from a lot of the Senator hopefuls, and Janelle stopped by and just kind of wanted to introduce herself and ask us as commissioners what we thought the county would like to see, and she visited about some of her expectations or what she would like to do next if she gets elected, and she talked about growth in the ag sector through some initiatives. She also visited with us about bringing more jobs to Southwest Nebraska through, like, she was talking about some apprentice programs possibly through MCC, and so she's really hopeful for our college here and trying to bring some jobs and youth retention in the area. Janelle also, she's lives in Orleans, but she's originally from Arapaho. Mm-hmm. But we just had a good visit. We talked about different aspects of county government and they just kind of like to know what if they're elected, what we'd like to be represented with. So you bet.
I know this wasn't on the agenda, but I know you try to keep tabs on what's happening with what's happening in Lincoln with the legislature, and they're balancing or trying to balance a budget. But as a county commissioner, you've got to kind of keep tabs on that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, because it's all a trickle down effect. All this stuff that gets put in place is something that affects us at the county level and our budgetary constraints and so absolutely. It's tough. The state, it wasn't a shortfall, and found out that it was even more of a shortfall. So that becomes tough because in the question. It comes up, but where are we making cuts at? And obviously at a county level, it's on a smaller scale, but still just the same. Obviously the taxpayers are funding those services. And so we got to be careful with what we do there and make sure that the service is rendered or are quality. And if the constituents don't like a service and want a little reprieve, then that's always good too. We got to hear people's mm-hmm. voices on that subject matter. You bet.
You had a visit from Tasha Wolf, Red Willow County Extension, with their annual report.
Yeah. Tasha stopped by, Ruby Collins, and Donna Kiker, all three stopped by yesterday. And so we do this annually every year. The Extension stops up, kind of gives us a little preview or really a recap of what they've done over the course of the year and what they're looking to do for the upcoming year. And so Donna spoke on the 4-H and the kids there that have been impacted and that's involved. And so we visited about that, and we visited about some different programs, childcare and education courses. Tasha spoke to that. We had a good conversation, and they just kind of let us know what they got going on and what they're doing up there. So
those ladies keep busy 12 months of the year with a lot of different things. Of course, I think their busy season with spring and summertime is coming up too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good, and we got a good report from them, you bet.
Next up, Rhea Hernandez, Red Willow County Health Department Director, requests funding for vaccines.
Yeah. So this came about with the health department during budget time. We did a little budgetary cutbacks to that department, but we told them that, hey, if you're running out of funding for the vaccine program, let us know. We have inheritance funds. And so they were requesting $20,000. However, they were at 66% of their budget, so they're doing pretty good on their overall budget. So we just requested. We tabled the matter, and we just asked that they use the $20,000 out of their current budget, and we'll see kind of where we're at down the stretch, and if need be, we can always come back and help supplement them through the inheritance fund. Obviously, they have a lot of programs going on right now with vaccines for the Southwest School and for other children programs and stuff, and obviously we're definitely flu bug has hit McCook and surrounding areas, all of Red Willow County, and I'm sure adjacent counties as well. So you bet. So we don't want, if people are interested in vaccines, we don't want to run out for them. You bet.
Next up, a closed session personnel issue, and then really nothing there.
That was a request of Sheriff Darling, and so we did have a closed session there, and you bet. And so we had our discussions there, and you bet, and then we moved on with the agenda.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there, too.
We did. We had four items. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved accounts payable in the amount of $220,728.44. Item number three was approved special designated license for the Roundup Indianola. This will be for the Ducks Unlimited chapter that they'll be having their get-together there. And then item number four is approved fair surplus of the Methodist Food Booth. Methodist Food Booth, the facility is getting antiquated and too small for the food booth there, and so there's been a lot of conversation. There's plans to put a brand new food booth up. Obviously, this will be post fair, so it won't affect this year's fair at all. So we shouldn't have a lapse in any of that. And so, we approved all four items on that consent agenda. Rich,
sure hope not, because man, the Methodist and the St. Pat's food booths, man, you got to keep that's one of the highlights there.
Absolutely, you know, and that's we talk to a lot of people. You know, hey, you going to fair tonight? Yep, I'm going down to eat some pie or eat at the food booth. So they're a huge attraction, and so we sure appreciate both groups providing that, and it's excellent food, and absolutely. So yeah, we don't want to hitch in that giddy up, but their plans are to build a brand new building and get a little more space there, and so we're just getting rid of the old building, and that should be put up, like I said, post fair, this year's fair. That'll be put up for auction, and then have the old building removed, and then a new one being constructed in its place. You bet.
Correspondents had a couple of things there as well.
Yeah, there's a notice of a special exemption hearing for the city of McCook. Both these hearings will be held on one on March 9th and one on March 16th, and this is for a bed and breakfast at 207 West 7th Street here in McCook. You bet. And then item number two was Red Willow County Treasurer update on public tax sales. There was 65 parcels sold and $119,611.53 collected on unpaid taxes. So that took care of the correspondence portion there.
And then one report.
We had a report from the clerk of the district court, monthly revenue report. The clerk of the district court brought in $1,527.53. So.
And that wrapped up the first meeting for the month of March.
That is correct. Yes, we adjourned at about 10:45 yesterday and started at 8:30. And then we'll meet again on March 23rd. Yep. However, our meeting will be in the back room of the clerk's office because our commissioner room will be being utilized for a jury trial.
Oh.
So we're going to be, yeah. So we had that go on here our last meeting, it was last meeting. We ended up having to meet in the back office. Been a lot of jury trials happening here in Red Willow County. So we'll be there. So if you want to come up, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, or want to sit in on our meetings, just know that on March 23rd, we'll be in the back office of the clerk's office there. So,
and again, Red Willow County Commissioners meetings are always open to anyone who want to sit in and listen. You can do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's an open meeting, and you bet. Stop on up if you'd like. You bet.
Thank you very much, sir, for coming in.
Thank you, Rich.
Keep doing those rain dances, man.
That's right. We need it for sure.